Puja Offering Talk 2018.
Observance of the appearance days and disappearance of these great souls who descend from Krishna's eternal entourage to reveal the alternate feature of their love for Krishna in their compassion. Observance of these occasions is a very potent and essential ingredient of our daily and yearly sadhana. And we can practically experience in coming together to glorify Srila Prabhupada, what are the effects? It softens the heart. It dispels the anarthas. It creates a feeling of unity, love, trust, and brotherhood. It pleases the Lord. And it leads to the fulfillment of all our heart's desires. Srila Prabhupada is a very special intimate associate of both Lord Krishna and Sri Narayana Mahaprabhu, who chose not to reveal his ontological identity. When asked about such, he said, "If I told you who I was, and Krishna would live, you would live." That is a matter which is his prerogative to reveal, inasmuch as we integrate what we see of him with the outer eye, with the heart of internal devotion, integrating we can add to that statement that amongst pure devotees who understand Krishna in truth, for whom there is no more repeated birth and death, amongst thousands of such pure devotees, it is very rare and special to find someone of the caliber of Srila Prabhupada. And as we progress from Bhagavad Gita to Srimad Bhagavatam into the Gaudiya scriptures, we find that this most rare, unique, and special avatar, not avatar, avatari, Lord Gauranga, whom Srila Rupa Goswami identified as having to be Krishna himself, because who else could distribute the love of Vrindavan as found only in Radha and Krishna's most intimate associates? Who could reveal and distribute such a quality of love in this world other than Krishna himself? But being that was Lord Gauranga he was glorifying, even him, Krishna himself cannot distribute the love of Vrindavan because he is the object of that love. The Vrijavasis are the abode of that affection, and Lord Gauranga is the combination. And in studying the Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures, we find that accompanying this most rare, special, and unique form of God, who is Radha and Krishna combined, is one very dear, intimate associate. Blessed with the empowerment to fulfill Lord Gauranga's mission here on earth. For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Narada Muni, after searching throughout creation, has a brief darshan of Lord Gauranga in Goloka, who, after a very confidential exchange, reveals that his mission in appearing on earth would be to distribute the holy name, and to those far-off distant lands of Malechas and Yavanas who flee from that flood of mercy. This is a quote from Lord Gauranga to Narada Muni in the book. I will send Mora Senapati Bhakta, the commander in general of all my devotees, to spread the holy name in those godforsaken regions of the earth. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Gauranga himself reveals that this holy name will spread to every town and village. In the Puranas, Lord Krishna himself tells Ganga Devi, which he's fearful, that after Krishna departs this world, her pure current of compassion will be polluted by those sinful souls in this age of Kali who take bath in her waters for selfish purposes, polluting the flow of her pure spiritual essence. Beseeching Lord Krishna's blessings to flow underground until the end of the Kali Yuga, and Krishna tells her no. Stay. Because I will send my mantra upasaka, one who worships me in the form of the Mahamantra. He will gather up a following from around the world who will then come to Mayapur, and when they bathe in your water, it will purify the sinful contamination deposited by so many other sins. And Srila Prabhupada gave some of his own prophecies. 1966, establishing the institution, ISKCON, with a handful of young boys and girls. What did he choose to name his movement? The very name itself is prophetic. ISKCON, an international society. And when people objected to the word Krishna consciousness, they said, people will see that as sectarian. Srila Prabhupada insisted, it's not sectarian. He was envisioning a worldwide movement, because that was the vision and the blueprint of that great soul from Radha and Krishna's intimate entourage, Kamala Mantri, who descended as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, entrusted with the unimaginable mission of rescuing the good name of Gaudiya Vaishnava culture from the impression given by the sadhus and upasampradayas, which equated Lord Gauranga's mission with the most degraded violation of the four regulative principles. And in resurrecting the good name of Lord Gauranga's mission from the graveyard of the upasampradayas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually inaugurated the worldwide mission by establishing Namhat program and creating a blueprint for the worldwide mission to follow. Feeling inadequate, he prayed to Lord Jagannath, because he was the district manager of Jagannath Puri, for a revolution to come and assist the seventh Goswami. And Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati took the mission of his father to the next step, establishing 64 flourishing temples in India, and actually not only sending, but sponsoring some of his leading disciples to go west, where they had some minimal success, from which two German pundits became Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's disciples. And when Bhan Maharaj returned from preaching in the west, which means England, and the grand celebration was held at Chambahat, now down the river. 9 Das Babaji, who was actually a brahmachari, who, when out late preaching, would come to Srila Prabhupada's house at night, later, and commented that Srila Prabhupada would open his house and he would move out of his room and turn it over to the Gaudiya Math devotees. And he was there at Chambahat during that celebration of the return of one of those disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sent to the West to preach. And he made a prediction. Nayananda Das Babaji was sitting in that crowd, and he saw his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his eyes locked with someone in the audience. And he said, he was looking my direction. I turned to see who was behind me, and it was Srila Prabhupada. With their eyes locked, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made his own prophecy, that one of my disciples will cross the ocean, which is forbidden by Hindu culture, for a sadhu to cross the deep black ocean to go to the land of the lepers. One of my disciples will do that, and he will bring back the world to hear. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was very novel in his mission because he insisted on an institution which he called Bodhinath, which was revolutionary because traditionally a spiritual movement evolves around a spiritual personality who performs miraculous feats in this world. But then, when he departs from this world, his mission disintegrates. And for the sake of a broad, to every town and village, and enduring, 10,000 years of the golden age within the Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada insisted that we follow the formula that his guru Maharaj had initiated, that the movement be an institution governed by a collective group of managers. And Srila Prabhupada warned us, don't make the mistake that Gaudiyanath did. They reverted to the traditional Acharya system. And when that Acharya fell down, the mission disintegrated. Srila Prabhupada emphatically warned us, don't And he established his institution, ISKCON, with emphatic insistence that wherever the ISKCON name be used, accompanying that would be Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now this simple formula is the assurance of success for a worldwide, enduring preaching mission. Because individually, we all come and go, we may succeed, we may fail, but collectively, the institution, which is another form of Srila Prabhupada's vahu, carrying and preserving his body for the law. Some authors of Lord Gauranga's pastimes and mission envision him as being lost in ecstasy while somehow or other this movement just evolves. But if we actually study astutely Lord Gauranga's pastimes, you see that he was very attentive to every detail of how his mission would evolve and continue. He had his devotees take birth in different parts of the world where they would perform service in different ways. And Srila Prabhupada, although, as he said in his own words, there was never an instance in his life when he forgot Krishna. And he simultaneously existing in this world while fulfilling an eternal role in the spiritual sky. And he was very attentive to every detail, how his mission would fulfill that desire and prophecy of Lord Gauranga that the holy name spread to every town and village. And in this world where people are so enamored by miracles, and we may become so dull-headed as to not recognize what Srila Prabhupada accomplished, he said, "You want to see a miracle? This is it. How the holy name is spreading to every town and village. In this most degraded age, every Kali Yuga is degraded. This one is most degraded." And that's why the great Acharya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, felt himself incompetent and called for Lord Gauranga to come. Srila Prabhupada would often be glorified by sincere souls who expressed that you have done what even Lord Chaitanya did not accomplish. He spread the holy name to every town and village in India. You spread it to every town and village in the world. And Srila Prabhupada would always very humbly reply that, "I have not done anything. My Guru Maharaj, the Parampara, and Lord Gauranga have done everything. They're simply arranging for me to receive some of the credit." But even in Srila Prabhupada's manifest lila, the holy name did not reach as far as he had envisioned. Lord Gauranga said, "Every town and village, there may still be some villages left." And Srila Prabhupada, in his prayers on Jaladutta, conveying what is the desire of a pure Vaishnava, that holy name resound through every town and village, every stream, river, sea, and forest on all the earth. Meaning every jiva on the face of this earth is hearing and chanting the holy name of Krishna. That was accomplished by Lord Gauranga in India. He was inaugurated by Srila Prabhupada for all the world, and he also left something for us to continue. And he was very attentive to the formula of success. This movement cannot be stopped by any external force. Lord Gauranga's mission has always been challenged by external forces, which simply makes the movement stronger as we overcome them. Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic. The institution will go on after he has departed. And in the institution, as the founder of Acharya, he is still in charge. He's still the one directing and managing and making everyone dance according to his desire as he dances according to his prayer to dance according to Krishna's desire. The only obstacles that can impede this movement are from within, from our lack of faith, our lack of cooperation, our inability to follow his instructions. He desired a society that is free of envy. Why would anybody leave this movement if it was truly free of envy? So we have so much more to offer to you, beginning by purifying our hearts. concern, cooperative, in love, in trust, that his institution truly reflects his personality. That ISKCON institution clearly revealed the mood of the founder of Charya. The lunar days when such Vaishnavas appear in this world is infused with such divine potency. And therefore, in properly observing these occasions, by glorifying, in this case, Srila Prabhupada, on the day of his appearance, by remembering his qualities and pastimes, expressing them in kirtan, and praying for the blessings which are bound on this day, we can be successful. And by keeping our vision on the goal, the vision that he revealed here from Vrindavan, not getting caught up all the petty quarrels and differences in our hypocrisy that proliferate like Ramikata. Keeping our sight on the goal, his vision for this community, his vision for the world. Understanding our own inadequacy. Beseeching his divine grace, you will find that he's still living with us, living in sound, the sound of his body. He reasons ill, he tells the Vaishnava.